Prologue. Zoltan stared into the fireplace in his study, a fiery pit fed by lava from deep underground. It bubbled up, releasing hot air into the cavernous room illuminated by gas-burning lamps lining the walls. The walls around him were made of black lava stone, like many of the caves in the underworld. But unlike the other caves that had been fashioned into rooms and living quarters for him and his demons centuries ago, this room was soundproof. There wasn't a single crack in the walls, not a single crevice that might catch and carry sound miles away. This was where he conducted business, and he'd made sure he was safe from being overheard. Because there was a traitor among them. A demon who was vying for his throne. He'd found out only a short while ago from his personal guard and right-hand Vintok that one of his subjects was working against him during his latest attempt to turn the city of Baltimore into a demon stronghold. Somebody had ambitions to take over as the Great One. Now it was more important than ever to deliver a devastating blow to their enemies, the Stealth Guardians. Because if Zoltan could prove to his demons that they were better off with him, that he could lead them to victory over the Stealth Guardians and thus over mankind, they would back him and rat out the traitor. But if he showed weakness now, it would be his end. And just like Zoltan had killed the last Great One for his throne when he'd shown weakness, some traitorous demon could dispatch Zoltan just as easily. What he needed now was a quick strike against those slippery, immortal guardians. A strike that would prove that he was smarter than any of his underlings. That he alone was capable of devising a strategy for victory. But things weren't looking good. And that infuriated him. So much so that he needed to let it out, or it would eat him up from the inside. His gaze fell onto a narrow side table that was covered with his trophies, items he'd taken from his kills. Jewelry, weapons, watches. He looked at it often, reminding himself of what he'd achieved in the time since he'd become the Great One. But right now, the sight gave him no satisfaction. All it did was remind him that he hadn't yet reached his goal. With an angry curse, he swiped his arm over the table, flinging his trophies to the ground. Watches shattered, a dagger clattered against the wall, the hilt separating from the blade, a pearl necklace broke into pieces, sending individual pearls rolling over the uneven stone floor. Zoltan stomped on the loose pearls, crushing them with the same force he wished to use against the Stealth Guardians. There was satisfaction in this needless destruction, so he turned to the other trophies. When he reached the broken dagger, he stopped. Something caught his eye. Zoltan crouched down and picked up the two pieces. Something was sticking out from inside the hilt. He pulled on it, freeing it from the broken weapon. For a long moment he stared at it in disbelief, shocked to realize what he was holding in his hand, the key to destroying the Stealth Guardians.